the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, folks, surviving in North Dakota.
Because you can't stop
a radio network surviving there in Austin, Texas. George surviving in Maryland. And you, wherever you are, also joining us on the Trump phenomenon tonight. It's May 3rd, 2017, just 4 days away from the French two-way race between Macron and Marine Le Pen. We'll talk about that a little bit tonight. Of course, Trump news to talk about, and your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Thank you for being here tonight, George.
Good to be here, James, and good to be one of the deplorables. It's good to not forget that we are deplorable, and we'd be talking about some very interesting, different things if Donald Trump had not won the election.
Well, and we wouldn't have Bridget Bardot on our side. She weighed into the fight today, and Bridget Bardot, who's actually been, I think she's been, I'll look it up, I think she's been jailed actually 5 times for being a patriot, and I just found today, doing further looking into Brigitte Bardot, that her husband is an advisor. Her husband of 25 years, I believe, is an advisor to the Front National. And in fact, let me look it up here. She is. Her husband, Bernard Dormal, is a former advisor of the Front National, the main far-right party in France, known for its nationalist and conservative beliefs. Let's go to the Front National here, which captured the headlines across Europe today. Macron and Le Pen clash on the Euro, terrorism in a French pre-election TV showdown. Far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist Emmanuel Macron, M-A-C-R-O-N, clashed over their vision of France's future, the Euro, and ways of fighting terrorism in an ill-tempered, I like that, televised debate on Wednesday before Sunday's runoff vote for the presidency. The two went into the debate with opinion polls showing Macron, 39, with a strong lead of 20 percentage points over the National Front's Le Pen, 48, in what is widely seen as France's most important election in decades. For Le Pen, the 2.5-hour debate, watched by millions, was a last major chance to persuade voters of the merits of her program, which includes cracking down on illegal immigration, ditching the euro single currency, which means restoring, of course, the French franc, the glorious French franc, which I remember so fondly from the years when I lived in France, and holding a referendum on EU membership. And of course, she wants out. However, let's see here. In angry exchanges, Le Pen played up Macron's background as a former investment banker and economy minister painting him as heir to the outgoing, unpopular socialist government, which only got 6% of the vote in the first round of this election, and as the candidate of globalization gone wild, her words translated. Let's see. The barbs, at times, were personal. Macron called Le Pen a parasite and a liar. And Le Pen labeled him a smirking banker. And in reference to his youthful look, said, "You are young on the outside, but old on the inside." In a final put down, when Le Pen attempted to interrupt his summing up, Macron told Le Pen, "You stay on TV. I want to be president of the country."
Touchy-touchy, these lefties.
Yeah.
Le Pen, you know, talk about garbage is that the man is a centrist. What a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Now, we'll hear from Brigitte Bardot, her thoughts about Macron in just a second. Le Pen accused Macron of being complacent in confronting Islamist fundamentalism. "You," quoting her, "you have no plan on security, but you are indulgent with Islamist fundamentalism," she said. Skipping down, Macron attacked Le Pen's flagship policy of scrapping the euro to return to the French franc, pressing Le Pen on how this would work in practice, blah, blah, blah. Of course, he's playing on fear there. That's one thing you do with voters, is scare them into thinking, you know, if you go back to your French franc, you'll lose a lot of money, that sort of thing. Just scare tactic. You know, of course, it's incredibly insane that any of the European countries gave up their, you know, their German mark, their French franc for the euro, this faceless, horrible, what a surrender of sovereignty that was. That has to be undone. And Le Pen accused Macron of launching Project Fear over her plan. So she's right on there with that. "The euro is the currency of bankers, not that of the people," she said. And Wednesday night's event marked the first time a National Front candidate has appeared in a runoff debate, and an indication of the degree of acceptance Le Pen has secured for the once pariah party. That's us, folks, the once pariahs, the deplorables, by softening its... she has done this by softening its image in an attempt to dissociate it from past xenophobic associations. Well, that's just the editorializing here of Reuters, but the reference there is to the fact that she did ask her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, to leave the party, in hopes that that would help the party's acceptance by the vast center of French voters. Because her dad has voiced a few opinions with which the media continuously beats up the National Front. And her strategy worked. It does appear that Marine Le Pen's strategy of assuming the mantle of leadership on her own and then going with a Donald Trump message, a pure populist message with no add-ons and nothing that would drastically cut her support. Trump has done the very same thing as a nationalist in America. The two are really on the same frequency. The two candidates seated opposite one another at a table in the television studios offered diametrically opposed visions for France. And Le Pen would offer protectionist trade measures to defend French jobs. So there's Donald Trump for you. One of the analysts said of the debate, "It was extraordinarily violent, bitter, and harsh."
Left-wing media does not like having a strong opposition.
Yep.
We're just bitter. We're stupid. We're ugly. We're nasty. We're mean.
Now, I haven't seen the debate, and I do speak good French. I lived in France for a couple of years when I was 17 and 18 years old. And so I will watch the debate in French and see how it turned out. I'm not going to trust the mass media appraisals here of how the debate turned out. But boy, we're going to find out a lot here on May 7th when the French people go to vote. And anyway it goes, folks, this is already an enormous victory for us patriots. Just the fact that she is in the two-way runoff is a huge victory for us. And just the beginning for her, even if she doesn't finish first, you can count on the Front National organizing like crazy around France. You can also count on this. Should Macron win, well, he's going to fall flat on his face because he's going to continue the Socialist Party program that he was part of as a member of the current government. And so he's going to fall on his face. He is not going to confront radical Islamist terrorism, and he is not going to stem the demographic slide in France. So he will have hell to pay in the coming years, and 48-year-old Marine Le Pen, she's raring to go. So if necessary, she'll have at this guy again. Let me see if I can't find Bridget Bardot's comment here. George, anything you wanted to launch here at the beginning of the show?
Yes, Front National, please send a representative to join us on our show. We want to talk with you.
Okay. I hear. I agree with that. The let's go to the White House and some great events in the White House. Amazing stuff. Remember, we marveled at the fact that Donald Trump invited the head of the Palestinian Authority, Abbas, to the White House. Well, he was there today. Let's listen to him. Let me find the audio for this and video. You find it here. Donald Trump seated with Mike Pence on his right and Rex Tillerson on his left. Let me find the video of the lunch that they had today. All right, here we go. There are two little pieces of video. Here is the first one. Well, let's go to the second one at lunch.
It's a great honor to have President Abbas with us. We'll be having lunch together. We'll be discussing details of what has proven to be a very difficult situation between Israel and the Palestinians. And let's see if we can find the solution. It's a something that I think is frankly maybe not as difficult as people have thought over the years, but we need two willing parties. We believe Israel is willing. We believe you're willing. And if you both are willing, we're going to make a deal. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Rex Tillerson for being here. Rex, would you have anything to say?
Well, Mr. President, I think it's a historic opportunity because there are a number of positive conditions in place. And I know under your leadership and the willingness of the President, Prime Minister, that we hope good things will happen.
Thank you, Rex. And Vice President Mike Pence, sitting right here, has been a longtime supporter of peace, and certainly peace between the Palestinians and Israel. And Mike, would you say something?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to welcome the President and his entire delegation here to the White House. It is good to see you again. My family and I had the privilege of your hospitality during a Christmas visit just a few short years ago, and we welcome you and look very much forward to our discussion.
Yes, he did. He's made great progress.
You think of it.
He's doing a great job, and Rex is doing a fantastic job also. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll close that. And so you heard from Pence, Tillerson, and Trump. You also heard the voice of Mahmoud Abbas across the table from the two of them. And it looked like warm. You know, people were laughing and smiling. That all looks very good to me. And what's revolutionary about that? What's Trumpian? Donald Trump, you know, he says, no, I can get her done. I can stop the perpetual war between the Palestinians and Israel. And I can get the Palestinians a state of their own. And I can get Israel, I can persuade Israel to go along with that. Now, no one has succeeded in doing that. No American president has come even close. And so, in typical Trumpian style, he has a boss right there, Mahmoud Abbas, born in 1935. His family fled to Syria during the 1948 Palestine War when the Israelis ran the Palestinians out of their own country. And he graduated from the University of Damascus. And he is, let me go to his titles right now. He is the president of the State of Palestine and president of the Palestinian National Authority. He's chairman of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO. And he's been in those roles for some time, so he has a lot of stability. And what can I say? Let me look down here a little bit more about his details. Well, those are the key things. And the just from my own personal opinion, you know what's going on there? I don't think the Likudniks in Israel, I don't think they want a solution. I don't think they want peace. I think they want to expel the Palestinians further from their land, destroy what little they have left further, and expand the borders of Israel. I believe they want to do that. I don't think all Israelis want to do that. There are some very courageous Israelis who recognize that the Likudniks are out of their minds, like Benjamin Netanyahu, and they actually want to live in peace. They want the Palestinians to have a country, have a normal life. They want to have a normal life in Israel. They want the two states to get along. So those people are not a tiny number in Israel. They demonstrate in large numbers. They have political power. But Likud has been in power now for a while, prevailing with their expansionist view of Israel and their a brutal approach to the Palestinians. Donald Trump is not intimidated by that. The fact that Likud, I'm sure he's aware that Likud does not want him trying to create a viable two-state solution.
This meeting today sounded very un-Likud-like, not what we would expect with Dick Cheney in the room.
Yeah, Dick Cheney would never have Mahmoud Abbas in the White House and when with the top people. You know, I mean, Mahmoud Abbas got the full head of state recognition treatment. You know, he's at the table, everything's, you know, tip-top, the vice president's there. The Secretary of State's there. He's being honored, not getting a meeting in a side room with the president with no cameras present and then just a little press release. No, he was being treated as a head of state. And that in itself is not what Benjamin...
One other detail, James.
Yep.
When Yasser Arafat used to show up in the press, I mean, he looked very odd to the average American. And Abbas, most of the time when I've seen him, he's wearing a Western business suit. I didn't see that. Was he wearing one today?
Yeah, he looks, you know, exactly. He looks very presidential, a handsome guy, silver hair, silver mustache. He looks very good. So the visuals there for Abbas and the setting that Donald Trump is putting him in, very good. And quite new for the American people who are used to Palestinians being treated as being all terrorists and just a kind of a lickspittle approach to Likud from American presidents. And Donald Trump is not giving them that. And again, he's proving to be what I'm contending. I understand it's an ongoing debate. There'll be those who disagree with me. President Trump is a peace president, folks. He wants peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And the here's one more example of that. And he wants, well, we got a little break coming up here. We'll go to your calls, more news, right after this break. Stay tuned.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We're back, folks. We've got a caller on the line, Jim, in Grand Lodge, Michigan. Jim, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I have good news on this on President Trump's executive order, Religious Liberty to Focus on the Johnson Amendment. He's trying to get rid of the Johnson Amendment, the 501c3.
Yes, that prevents pastors.
Yeah, he's going to sign that tomorrow, I believe.
That's great. And folks, Jim, give folks the background on how that has prevented preachers, pastors, priests from being able to speak out.
Yes, and I think it's about time, because back in the American Revolution, they had black robe preachers that will speak to the congregation. They talked about the British Crown. They talked about taxation, about representation. Now, President Trump is trying to do something about this 501c3, which is a good idea. I think it's great. I think he's I think President Trump has done well as being president. What he said today, I think it was yesterday, that he wants to meet the leader of North Korea, which is good. I hope they can. I hope they can sit down and talk.
Yes, yes. And again, go ahead, George, or Jim.
And I heard also, if you read Isaiah 45, that President Trump is like another King Cyrus. Because King Cyrus, when King Cyrus was a king in Israel, what he would do is he would protect the Jews from Babylonian rule. And that's how President Trump, he's like King Cyrus a lot. A lot of similarities, like, you know, President Trump. So I think he's done an excellent job as president.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I agree with you. And thank you for calling. Thank you. Go ahead.
The only thing is not listen to the globalists, not listen to the neocons. As long as he doesn't listen to them, not paying attention to them, he'll be fine.
Yes, I agree. Go ahead.
And overall, he's done an excellent job.
Well, Jim, thank you very much, and it's great to have you in the audience.
Thank you.
Please call again soon, and thank you.
Right.
Now, folks, the here is a. What Jim said there, don't get hornswoggled by the buffaloed by the neocons and so on. Here is something that directly addresses that, and this is a very valuable function that we in Patriot Radio and the Patriot Media can provide. We're going to provide advice to our leader, and Ann Coulter is doing such a thing in her column today. And it's creative advice. She doesn't like the Paul Ryan budget bill that's going to probably will land on Donald Trump's desk. Listen to what Ann Coulter has to say. And this is perfectly consistent with, she supports Trump completely. And she wants to send a message to him to offload these terrible people in the Republican Party who have been these cowards for decades. Here's what she says. Dateline today, Swamp People 47, Trump 0. That's her title. If this is the budget deal we get when Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the presidency, there's no point in ever voting for a Republican again. Not only is there no funding for a wall, but thanks to the deft negotiating skills of House Speaker Paul Ryan, the bill actually prohibits money from being spent on a wall. At a cover-your-ass press conference on Tuesday, Trump's ridiculously chipper budget director Mick Mulvaney described the bill's prohibition on building a wall as a major win. At least Mulvaney said it in English, unlike his all-Spanish 2014 town hall. He used to be a congressman. True, there will be no wall. But the Democrats graciously agreed to allow the administration to fix broken parts of any existing fences on up to 40 miles of our 3,000-mile border. Okay, we got a break here, folks.
The Republic Broadcasting
Stay tuned.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a life.
Hey, folks, we're back.
Take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
And thank you, Merle Haggard. Now I'm going to give you a treat here, folks. Ann Coulter, I have in my hands here Ann Coulter's book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome, with beautiful Ann Coulter there on the cover, and great book that she rushed into print. Let's see the publication date. But boy, did she weigh in heavily in Trump's favor in the campaign. And here she is. On August 26th of 2015, August 26th, 2015, this is only a couple months after Trump has announced his candidacy. Here she is introducing him in Iowa. So listen to Ann Coulter, and then I'll return to her column of today where she gives him some sharp criticisms. But the Ann Coulter's intent is the same as our intent on this show. We need to push from the right, keep Donald Trump going in exactly the direction he's been going all along, and fend off the Paul Ryans and other assorted people like that. Here she is speaking, introducing Donald Trump.
Among the our illustrious anchor babies are the wife and children of El Chapo, the most wanted man on both Interpol and the FBI's list, the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel in Mexico. We also have a 14-year-old boy from Mexico who killed four men, chopped off their heads, chopped off their genitals, and hung their corpses from a bridge. You know, he's lived his entire life in Mexico, but his mother ran across the border to give birth to him. So he's now living someplace in America. Our own government won't tell us where. He could be living next to you. Apparently liberals think anchor baby isn't pleasant sounding. They prefer words like aborted baby. But I have an idea. How about anvil babies? Because that's what anchor babies are around the necks of the American taxpayer. The Republican Party's typical position is to preemptively surrender whenever liberals start yelling, "Ooh, that's mean, you can't use that word." Oh, I did not realize the New York Times had made a finding that anchor baby is racist. Henceforth, I shall not use it. Well, they found something new with Donald Trump. No, he said, "I'll use anchor baby." And now Americans are finding out about not only the policy of anchor babies, but the policies of these speech Nazis. And they're going to learn... When it comes to Donald Trump, maybe they better just keep their mouths shut next time. I'll conclude now because I want to get on to the main act, but I just want to say since Donald Trump has announced that he's running for president, I felt like I'm dreaming. I can't believe I turn on TV and primetime TV every night. They're talking about anchor babies. They're talking about sanctuary cities. They're talking about Mexican rapists. They can only win. They're talking about the wall. I love the idea of the Great Wall of Trump. I want to have a 2-drink minimum, make it a big worldwide tourist attraction, and every day live drone shows whenever anyone tries to cross the border. I have not had this much hope for America since November 7th, 2012. No particular reason. I was just rather depressed that day. And now I think it's like Joseph in the Bible. He had to be sold into slavery, imprisoned, betrayed, so that eventually he could save the Jews. Maybe Mitt Romney had to lose. And maybe we had to give Republicans one more chance in 2014. And maybe Mitch McConnell and John Boehner had to betray us once again to pave the way for President Donald Trump. God hasn't given up on America yet. Thank you.
Okay, now that's Ann Coulter introducing Donald Trump at an Iowa event. And that's 1 year and 9 months ago. So the remarkable. And let me go back to the to Ann's column of today, where she's trying to help our man, help our president, fend off our enemies. Let's see, let me go to her column here. Let me find it. There she is. Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. This is quite a column. Anne never fails to let you know what she's thinking. She says, I'm going to skip a little bit. Mulvaney assures us that this monstrosity of a spending bill has set things up beautifully for the next budget negotiation in October. That has become the GOP's official motto, next time. We can never win this time. Instead, Republicans' idea is always to surrender this time in hopes that their gentlemanliness will be rewarded by their mortal enemies next time. Then next time comes and Republicans again surrender in hopes of currying favor with the Democrats and the media for the next time. Yeah, sure, it's only 100 days in, It's an artificial deadline. The media is dying to say Trump has failed and so on. And then she says, skipping down, she says, Trump entered the presidency with the only kind of power that matters. He didn't owe Wall Street a thing. He didn't owe anyone, not donors, lobbyists, nor any political party. What he had was the people passionately on his side. And think back, folks. Donald Trump paid for his campaign himself out of his own pocket. What a smart thing he did. What a great thing. He didn't get endorsements. No donors, no lobbyists. And the Republican Party opposed him, except for us, our part of the Republican Party. And he says, she says, admittedly, Trump has the enormous handicap of having to work through congressional Republicans who are feckless cowards.
I think that's being charitable. I don't think they're feckless cowards. I mean, I think they're on the other side.
Yep. In addition to being the only candidate for president in either party taking America's side on trade, immigration, jobs, and crime, what set Trump apart was his promise that we would finally win. And she says, I'm going down further. And she talks about these Republicans like Ryan. She said, Trump would fire that employee so fast your head would spin. We want the ruthless businessman we were promised. Now, I assure you, Donald Trump, you just heard him introduced by Ann Coulter. He reads Ann Coulter. He is going to read this column. And he will be affected by it. He will read Pat Buchanan's column where he lets the president know what he thinks about the Paul Ryans and this crowd, which, you know, they're going to try their best constantly to maneuver Trump out of being Trump. And so, you know, this is a great service. I mean, it's hard for Ann Coulter to write a column like this. She's the same woman who wrote In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. She's the same woman you heard saying 1 year and 9 months ago the things you just said, that she wakes up in the morning, she can't believe this is actually happening to her. And she said that when the wall is built, she wants a 2-drink minimum.
And daily drone flights. Hey, James, there's another Breitbart article that Rand Paul was very angry with the budget.
Yes.
He said this thing, the great Breitbart article, and one of his comments was that Hillary would be delighted with this budget.
And, right. Now,
yes. We need to understand, you know, Paul Ryan is not one of us. He's GOP in name only, but it's more profound than that. If we had six parties, he'd still be an ultra left wing pinko that he is. The man is a catastrophe, and we're all sitting back waiting. You know, I hope the day comes when he gets deposed and we all get to talk about
it. Well, yes, and you're seeing it for me here. I'm glad that these columnists like Ann Coulter, and of course we're providing the same service ourselves here. I'm not the famous columnist that Ann Coulter is, but I can repeat, I can read what she's written and thereby further spread the message. Rand Paul is coming into print. He's speaking out. Pat Buchanan speaking out. And others. So Donald Trump right now is, you know, he's sitting at his desk, metaphorically speaking, he is seeing this opposition from within our own ranks. And this will affect him mightily. It's wasted on the ears of people like Paul Ryan, who aren't even on our side. But Donald Trump, who is E Pluribus Awesome, he really is the great patriot that we voted for. He will be greatly affected by this. Now, the defense of, for those who are saying, you know, signing off, if he does sign off on this budget, the defense is that you can't fight all the battles all at once. So he is winning tremendous victories. But this is a big one. This budget is going to last for a number of months. It does contain things that Donald Trump opposes bitterly. And the it doesn't offer much of what Donald Trump does want. Part of the rationale is, let's kind of go one layer deeper, folks. The way it's written up here, the Republicans do have a majority in the House and the Senate. So in theory, if a majority would carry a budget bill, then they could just vote for a Trump budget and it would carry. No, unfortunately, the Senate and House rules now. In the Senate, you need 60 votes to get your budget, and they don't have 60 votes. Well, and what the Democrats can then do is shut down the government. If Trump won't sign a budget, and this all has to happen because of the nature of the deficit that Obama ran up, doubling our $10 trillion deficit into a $22 trillion deficit, the funding has to continue. And if you stop it, then the government has to shut down. They can't write paychecks and people have to go home. So, and that may be what Trump, good men can disagree on this. That may be the move that Trump needed to make right now, is that because they don't have 60 votes in the Senate and they don't have a supermajority in the House, go ahead, let Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi stop a Trump budget, and then that would create a government shutdown. Trump is making the tactical decision, I don't want to do that right now. So he's going along with this budget, and he'll fight the battle on the next go-around, which will be in a few months.
We'll be hearing about it on the show, James. We'll be that such and such and such traitor Donald Trump, as if it's a piece of cake. You know, I love many people on our side, especially those who publish rags. It's simple. You know, it's simple, simple, simple. All you got to do, Trump, is, barge around the place like the giant elephant, tell everyone where to stick it, and wave your arms and say, no, here's a magnificent budget, do it my way, and it'll all just fall into place.
Right. So, it's good to hear, folks like Ann Coulter, Pat Buchanan, and Rand Paul. These people are on the inside. They have a great deal of knowledge, and Donald Trump does pay attention to them. So let's stay tuned. Let's see what happens here. But I gave you the rationale. If Trump does sign what would in effect be a temporary budget just to avoid the government shutdown, because look at, folks, this is the way it would play. If Donald Trump played real hardball and the shutdown came, here's the way every single media outlet would play it. New York Times, Chicago Tribune, LA Times, Washington Post, everything, every TV, fake news station. Donald Trump has shut down your government. And that's why they won't answer your phone at Social Security. And there's nobody at home at the IRS. And you can't get your tax return and blah, blah. Other things, and people, little babies are crying, and their mothers are waiting in lines, and there's no one there, and the doors are closed. This is the way they would play it. And Trump may be seeing in his crystal ball, seeing that and knowing, I don't want that to become, I don't want all the good things I'm accomplishing right now to be derailed or stopped by that scene, which the media would play. Now, and I'll tell you what, Donald Trump has done so many absolutely brilliant things. He's the biggest genius I've ever seen in politics. So I don't know what his innermost thoughts are on this, but we'll see over the next few days. And as always, I want to hear from the man himself. I thought the Friday speech to the NRA and the Sunday speech in Harrisburg to us gathered there in that big arena, that's what I want to hear. More than anything else, I want to hear Donald Trump speak, as he did just speak. We did just hear Donald Trump on Let's Have Peace, between Israel and the Palestinians, something that no one has been able to achieve.
That was really remarkable, James. I mean, he could invite it.
And smiling, joking. Likudnik controlled American president, you don't do those things. That's way too independent of what the Likudniks consider allowable. So it's very good news about Trump delivering on a really tough thing to deliver on. So let's see what he does with this the budget. Oh, okay. Well, we lost a little bit of audio here, folks. We got a break.
So remember what we said, James. We're getting old.
Okay. No, we're not. No. Go ahead. Let's take the break, and we'll be right back. Go ahead.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. OldNESoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells, and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to OldNESoap.com. That's OldNESoap.com. OldNESoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. Welcome back to the show. In just a few minutes we have remaining, I want to end with a little plum for you. This is really, really nice. This is on Breitbart right now. And the title of the article is, "We finally have photos of Steve Bannon, whiteboard of Trump promises." And here's a picture of Steve Bannon with about the nicest smile I've ever seen on his face, standing in front of a big giant whiteboard about the size of the blackboard you had in school, in primary school. And the here it is. According to multiple reports, President Donald Trump's senior counselor, Steve Bannon, has displayed a whiteboard in his West Wing office of all the promises that he, Trump, made to voters. And this is his office is two doors down. But until yesterday, no public photos of the promise board existed until Rabbi Shmuley, I think that's Rabbi Shmuley Botiak, visited Bannon. I've talked to him on the phone once. I got David Duke on his radio show once. Until Rabbi Shmuley visited Bannon and took photos with him in his office and shared them on Twitter. So this is the first revelation here. And it says, Bannon already has some of the promises checked off, signaling that action is underway or at least attempted by the administration. Here is an incomplete list of promises gleaned from the photos of the whiteboard based on the above photos. Okay, so here's what's happened, folks. There's this, somebody just took a shot, a candid shot, of Steve Bannon in his office, and there on the wall is his whiteboard. And so people are enlarging it and reading off the whiteboard. Here it is. Cancel all federal funding to sanctuary cities, checkmark. Suspend immigration from terror-prone regions, checkmark. Implement new extreme immigration vetting techniques, checkmark. Suspend the Syrian refugee program, check. Create support program for victims of illegal immigration, that's VOICE, check. Expand and revitalize the popular 287G partnerships, I don't even know what that is, check. Issue detainees for all illegal immigrants who are arrested for any crime and they will be placed into immediate removal proceedings, check. End catch and release, check. Hire 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, check. Restore the Secure Communities Program, check. Triple the number of ICE agents, check. Build the border wall and eventually make Mexico pay for it, no mark. Sunset our visa laws so that Congress is forced to periodically revise and revisit them, no mark. Finally, complete the biometric entry exit visa, no mark. Proposed passage of Davis-Oliver bill, I don't even know what that is, no mark. Immediately terminate Obama's two illegal executive orders, no mark yet. Pass Kate's law, that's probably Kate Steinle, no mark yet. Pay more for joint defense, no mark. Submit a plan to defeat ISIS, these all have no mark. Syrian refugees, move U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Lobbying bans, he's done that one. He's made a lifetime ban on people being two state agents. Repeal and replace Obamacare. Folks, that's tomorrow. The headline is they're going to vote on the replacement for Obamacare tomorrow in the House. Create a 10% repatriation tax. I think he's done that on the trillions that are offshore. Lower the corporate tax to 15%. That's done. Hey, this is a long list. We'll resume it tomorrow night. It's beautiful. We finally have a photo of it. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Thank you, George.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.